The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for February 20th of 2026. On this week's episode of Michigan's premier progressive podcast, I ask Michigan progressive Democratic candidate for the United States Senate, Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, what has changed in the political and economic landscape since his run for the governor's office 8 years ago, and he gave a clear answer. First, he reminded us how dear leader Trump isn't solely to blame for the disease of our politics, but that he's a symptom, a severe symptom of that disease in which billionaire oligarchs, the Epstein class that I've been talking about, they're the ones who bribe politicians to rig the system against us, the working class. And Dr. Abdul explained how now more than ever, working class Michiganders are feeling left in the wind, while the Epstein class, like Michigan's Betsy DeVos and her family, continue to get richer and more powerful. Listen.
We're watching as the things that we thought we could take for granted, we no longer can. That one good job that we felt we could work and afford the dignities of our lives, that job is slipping away if it exists at all. And what that job actually commands is not enough to be able to afford everything from a home to a car to insurance to healthcare. And so I think the reality of that our system has been rigged, it's been rigged for corporations against the rest of us, and that is what we have to solve. I think the reality of that has become painfully obvious and painfully clear and just plain painful. And solving that has become the key existential goal of our politics. And that's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, the system is rigged and the working class is left feeling left behind and lost. Some 34,000 Michiganders right now are not signing up for health insurance as Affordable Care Act subsidies were blocked by the Trump regime and the MAGA Congress. And even those with insurance are seeing premiums rise out of control, which is why a public option won't stop that from happening. We need Medicare for All, which will also stop corporations from forcing millions to remain in dead-end jobs just because they get crappy private insurance. And, you know, rather than, say, actually do things to help people, we have politicians who refuse to help, especially on the MAGA Republican side. Don't get me wrong. As I've talked about, I know there are some corporate Democrats, both in Michigan and on the national side, who do the bidding of their Epstein class bosses. And there are some Democrats who will only fight to protect old programs and old norms that are getting gutted by MAGA Republicans and the Trump regime, rather than actually scrapping everything and going out there and making a case to strengthen the working class once again. The corporatist path that Democrats decided to take some 30 years ago has failed the working class just as much. However, it is MAGA Republicans who are in power in D.C. and have the state house in Michigan, so they are doing exactly what the Epstein class orders them to do. Why else do you think State House Speaker Matt Hall isn't saying much about Dear Leader's name being in the Epstein files? Or any Michigan Republican in Congress for that fact? In turn, they just want to divide us, so they'd rather tell you that your life sucks because of brown and black immigrants, and that by making the country whiter, your life will be made so much better again. They don't explain how, but that's not the point. Just like not mentioning how Michigan's immigrant population helped our overall economy and tax base here in the state. Then they'll tell you Olympians who advocate for marginalized Americans like gay or trans Americans, or for the immigrant community like American gold medal figure skater Alyssa Liu has done, that they are the people you must hate, that you must despise. Or how you have to pay attention to Bad Bunny's Spanish halftime show at the Bowl that was super, and blame him even for a recent GDP report showing a measly 1.4% growth, as Americans cannot afford a house, cannot afford rent, groceries, childcare, medicine, or healthcare. You see, it's got to be Bad Bunny's fault. Pay attention to him. Don't ever pay attention to the Epstein class and what it's doing to hurt the working class. For example, take how Michigan man-baby of a House Speaker, the aforementioned Matt Hall, is now attacking the successful RX Kids program that's helping new moms and their newborn kids across the state. You see, Matt Hall and his Epstein class bosses understand that this program is working, it's successful, and that's why they need him to go out there saying that this program is being abused by illegal immigrants. Again, it's a successful program that, as Michigan Advances John King writes, a 2025 study of the program found that mothers exposed to RX Kids saw improvements in hardship, mental health, and well-being, notably a 4.2% reduction in the risk of eviction and a 14% reduction in screening positive for postpartum depression. And as John King reminds us, in Flint, where the RX Kids program began, the cost of the program is 0.027% of the state's current $82.5 billion budget. Now, I'm not great with numbers, but that kind of sounds like smart spending to me. RX Kids is a no-strings-attached program, and it's worked so well that the city of Detroit and most of the Upper Peninsula now is signing up for the deal. It's working. It's helping the working class. So naturally, Matt Hall is working to defund the program by freezing around $18 million in spending for RX Kids because, well, that kind of money should only go to corporations and billionaires, you know, in the Epstein class. Oh, and it should be mentioned that the RX Kids money is also helping local communities struggling in the Trump economy as well. You see, once we, the working class, understand how not only the Epstein class runs and rigs our politics, but how it also despises progressive populism to empower the working class while holding the Epstein class accountable, then, and only then, can we begin to put the right people in charge to end this old system and then create a new one that works for us. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. And follow us on Patreon. Take the battle to them.